instructions on the link that's listed on the agenda. We can start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
to the flag, to the republic,
which stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Dillard?
Present.
Lexstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
And Schwartz.
John.
Well, I know John's here, but we'll see. And Mayor Kelly's on the call. Hey, John. And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, first up again, we'll have remarks from the audience. If there's anybody on the call right now who would like to be heard and address the governing body, you have up to 3 minutes to do so. Please just state your name and your address, and then the floor is yours. Would anybody like to be heard?
I'd like to be Janet Henschel, 7 East Church Street.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, guys. I'd like to request that the order of the agenda be modified. Can we move the part where we make remarks back to the end of the meeting like we used to have it?
Mayor, there was a reason that we did what we did. That was because a lot of people didn't want to sit through the entire council meeting and wanted to address the council and then leave. That's why we changed it to the way it is today. It was at the request of numerous residents who would have to sit through the entire meeting and be bored to death and just had something they wanted to say and get out of there.
Yeah, I do recall that.
Janet,
We were allowed to speak in the beginning and the end, and now it's just the beginning. So we're not able to put any input as to what's on the current agenda. And that's not really open.
People want
to make remarks and be heard. So if we could move it back to the... How about if you just consider it and let me know?
Janet, you are absolutely allowed to comment on what's on the agenda. You have the agenda in front of you. If there's anything on the agenda, comment on it.
All right, that's your answer.
That's the point. I mean, you have the agenda ahead of time, and people always do come to the meeting, and they always do talk ahead of time about the agenda when they're interested in something.
Yeah, and the governing body, you're free to, you know, discuss this or think about it over the next few weeks. And if anybody wants to suggest changes, just let us know.
And Janet, usually we do if we notice that there are folks online, we do, ask if there are any other comments at the end as well. At least we have been in the past few meetings. We have been doing both. I have realized that we have at least asked the question at the end, and there's usually never anybody there, so.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. The other thing I wanted to ask is about the workshop on July 16th. It seems that we were discussing stipends for the council. Was this voted on, and how did each council member vote, and how much are the stipends?
It was not voted on, and the stipends have not been... If it's voted on, to my knowledge, the stipends have not been decided on, and I don't know if it is going to be voted on as of today.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. What are we doing with the old municipal building?
I'm sorry? What are we doing with the old one?
Yes.
Well, we're still, it's still partially in use. I mean, as it stands right now, we're going to be keeping it. I mean, I know we're the history... committee's going to have the historical society will have some office space in there, and we haven't had a discussion on it in a while, but I do believe we're going to keep it, some form of a rec center for the children, most likely. And to my knowledge, there, you know, we plan on keeping it and keeping it in commission. And also, it's a pretty good building since it's one of the few that actually survived Sandy with essentially no damage. So
okay. Can I ask about the Mad Hatter building? Is it on the abandoned property list?
Joe, you want to speak to that?
It is not, Ms. Central. It is not. I mean, it's currently a item of discussion amongst everyone in town, probably. We have been in contact with their bonding company. I know our attorneys have been in contact with them. As you may have noticed, we've completed the sidewalk in front, and tonight there's a resolution authorizing us to utilize their escrow funds to pay for that improvement. There has been, it is not on the abandoned property list as of now.
It probably meets the requirements to be placed on that list, and I'm wondering why we're not doing that.
Richard, could you speak to that? You could probably tell us. I'd assume that abandoned property means that they're not paying their property tax as well. Am I incorrect in that?
No. Well, there's a whole bunch of criteria in the statute that I would have to. I'd have to take a look at the statute as to how it gets on there.
Rich, I can tell you, and Janet, if you want, the ordinance allows and the statute allows any resident to put any property that they believe, make a request that it be put onto the abandoned properties list. So you are more than welcome to make that request on your behalf. And then what would happen is the public officer is what the position is called, then has to do an investigation when you make a request as a citizen to have something placed upon the abandoned properties list as to whether it meets the criteria or not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Janet, we have just ended their building permits. So they've had valid building permits up until very recently. So it really didn't fit that criteria until maybe a week or two ago when we pulled the building permits that were active, because they are still ongoing building permits.
I thought we discussed it. I thought that came up sometime at the end of June, Joe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was very recent. You're absolutely correct. So it didn't fit that criteria until, it may not fit the criteria, but it wouldn't have until very recently.
Yeah, Janet, it is a bone of contention amongst everyone, not just the residents of the town, but also the folks on council. We, it's an issue for us, and it is at the forefront of our thoughts here and what we need to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Real quick, because I know I'm taking up a lot of time. The new municipal building has PVC pipes, a cinder block, and an orange cone against the back wall since it's open. Can we just get that removed? It's sitting there for months.
Oh, you mean just loose materials?
Correct.
I mean, Joe, maybe we can call them to visit them tomorrow, or call them tomorrow and ask them to remove any remaining debris there.
Quick ones. We have a washing machine sitting at the firehouse on a pallet. It gets moved around every so often. When are we going to install that?
I think that's the dryer, right?
Oh, is that dryer?
The fire department bought it. I don't know the answer to that. We can ask them.
Okay. Lastly, on our current voucher list for tonight, there's a bill for $6,646.41 for a bench. Where is this bench, and why is it so costly? It's dated on May 12th.
No, that's not just one bench.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, Jack, you have more detail on that?
I'm just trying. There were 5 memorial benches, and they were paid for by others, the people who wanted them.
So those are the Jack. Those are the benches along the walkway that have people's names written in them.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Janet. Have a good night. Is there anybody else on the call? Thank you. Is there anybody else on the call that would like to be heard tonight? All right. Hearing no one else, I guess we can move on to our consent agenda. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the items that are on the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it, Kevin.
All right, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, the consent agenda is approved. On to individual action and new business. Under vouchers, we have vouchers in the amount of $835,309.42. Would anyone like to make the motion to approve this voucher list?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Right, that was Kevin and Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes. I would like to point out that our bill has been a lot lower than our legal. Here there's 18,000 illegal bills, but our engineers are only $200. I don't know if more is coming, but lately, getting the engineering going is more under control.
All right, so the vouchers were approved. All right, on to the mayor and council committee reports. This is, once again, a time where any member of the governing body can just speak as it relates to the committees you're part of. So is there anybody on the call that would like to give us an update on their committees?
Yeah, Mayor, I would just, this is Mark. Going off of John's point on the engineering bills, I agree with John completely. And part of that's been our continued policy to make sure that we bid out high-end projects, as we just did with the road improvement program, where we were able to save over $30,000 by going back out to bid. So I think that's a credit to this council and its continued policy of just making sure that we're sharpening our pencils on everything that we go in charge.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, literally on the beach, I talked to Don this morning. Last year, the beach revenue was $694,000. We're at $830,000 already this year, and that doesn't include the contracts with the Highlands, the Beach Club, or the Junior Life Saving Income. So, you know, there's some good things happening there. And they did they're doing a good job. I go on the beach. People are pretty much social distancing. They've had a few complaints about the bathrooms, people going in when they're not supposed to. But outside of that, it seems to be running pretty smooth.
Yeah, I walked up and down on Sunday, midday, and it's crowded, but as you said, everyone's spaced out. You know, you can see who the families are and friends and so forth, but they're spaced out pretty well on the beach, so it's a pretty big beach, luckily, and everyone's doing pretty well. And yeah, and Don and the beach, they are doing an outstanding job considering everything, and, you know, Police and Public Works helping out also, so it's pretty impressive. Anybody else?
There's a quick one on the court. Talk to them. They're very pleased. Things are going well. And they're very appreciative of Rumson. So they're using the Rumson court, the same judge that Rumson has, we have. So everything is by Zoom. The only people that go to the actual court hearings are the officials, the judge, the prosecutor, etc. instead of everything else's, or the internet or whatever.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
And as far as the DPW goes, I just want to give a round of applause to our guys. I know they're working really hard with the added foot traffic and the traffic in the town, and not only just the town but the beaches. I know the garbage has gotten out. It's insane the amount of garbage that these folks that our visitors are producing and, you know, and leaving in the town and stuff like that that has to be taken care of. So. These guys are on top of it. Town looks great, so I just want to give them a big round of applause too.
Yeah, I would second that.
Yeah, very well.
Anyone else on the council like to comment on their committees? All right, I guess I'll make a few brief comments. Also, I think everyone knows, but two of our part-time employees did contract COVID. They tested positive. And we'll discuss it more. Joe has reached out to the Monmouth County Regional Health Commission, so we're following protocol. And since it is a HR-related issue, we'll discuss it more in executive session tonight. And all the departments, you know, considering, it's midsummer, it's been very hot, we're dealing with COVID, and the town has been busier than ever despite COVID. So, you know, thanks again to our Borough Hall. They're working through everything, and police are doing a great job. And as we already mentioned, Beach, Public Works, all the departments, the fire department's been responding to a lot of calls. So, kudos to everybody working like a pretty solid unit in our town under, it's a great time, midsummer, but considering everything, I think everyone's doing a great job. And good job to the governing body too for everything, all of our professionals. We've had a few issues, of course, because we've been very popular this summer. The whole coast, especially Seabright, has been so busy. A lot of traffic issues as always, but even worse this year. A lot of parking issues. We've had fielded quite a few complaints. I've responded to a few. The police have responded to God knows how many. I spoke to the chief this week, and you know, we plus or minus, I think the police department has issued 1,200 or so tickets. So while some residents don't think that we're responding because it's pretty substantial issue with non-residents parking and illegally, but the police are doing everything you can, keeping in mind they are a little short-staffed too, since seasonal help specials are not easy to come by because the trainings have been cut back due to COVID. So they're doing a great job considering everything. And again, we're well over 1,000 tickets issued this summer alone. So congrats to them for doing everything they can do, and we're going to keep trying to respond as best we can to all the parking issues we have. Aside from that, unless anyone else has anyone on the call has any more comments, we're going to go into an executive session. So any more comments before we head into executive?
Mayor,
yeah, Brian,
we should raise in the parking tickets a little bit. We're at 45, which is only $10 more than they can pay to park in Joanne's lot. People are just park their car in a two-hour parking and pay the fine. I think we're at $45, maybe go up to 50 or 60 or something. We should discuss it.
In general, I'd say that, yeah,
I agree with you.
Maybe to deter.
Can we put that on the workshop? Would that be appropriate and ask Rich or Roger to tell us what the statute limits us to?
That's a good
sure.
idea.
That sounds good. Yeah, let's put it in the hands of legal, and let me just discuss the next workshop. That works for me. All right, so to anyone from the public who's on the call right now, we are going to go into executive session now, and then essentially after that, we're going to adjourn the meeting, so we're not going to take any more formal action tonight. So this is essentially the end of the public portion of the meeting, so thank you for calling in. And with that said, would anyone like to make a motion to enter into closed session?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second. Kevin.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, guys, talk to you in a minute. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay.
See ya. This con-